the states along the Atlantic seaboard, all the way from Maine to Florida, have tremendous offshore wind potential. And really what we're trying to do is harness that potential. So the idea would be to put windmills far off the coast of these states and harness that power to create electricity for those states. That would mean two things. It would mean both that we keep our energy dollars in state instead of sending them out of state or overseas. And it would also mean that we could create our own electricity in a way that would not create a single drop of pollution.
So how much energy potential is there in offshore wind?
For many states along the Atlantic, if they built out their offshore wind potential, they could power every single home in their states.
When you say they are offshore, where would they be built? Would people be able to see them?
If you went to the beach on a really clear day, you would maybe see wind farms that looked like the tip of a pencil. Otherwise, you probably wouldn't see them at all, because these farms will be built really far offshore. You know, we're talking like 16 to 20 miles offshore.
What is it that you need for President Obama and his administration to do?
I think we want President Obama to continue to provide incentives for offshore wind development. You know, in this country, we've incentivized and provided subsidies for fossil fuels for decades and decades. Now it's time to change course and provide the same incentives for renewable energy, just like offshore wind. And at the same time, we want to, the coalition that we've amassed is calling on the administration to set some really clear goals for how much energy we can generate from offshore wind. And, you know, that number could be pretty significant. And it's exciting, it's inspiring, and in many ways, it could really shape the way that we refuel our economy moving forward.
I suppose offshore wind turbines would be a better option than offshore drilling for a coalition like yours.
Oh, certainly. I think when we consider our energy future, we have a couple options. We can either continue to drill offshore, which exposes us to really significant environmental problems and also public health problems, or we can build offshore wind farms. And so this, in my mind, is the way that our country has to go. I think for the sake of our children, for the sake of the elderly, anybody who breathes the air, we have got to get away from fossil fuels. And offshore wind, especially in the Mid-Atlantic states, creates a tremendous opportunity to do just that.
What are the obstacles that you're facing now, either from the administration or from others in government or the private sector? What barriers are there?
We've seen the federal government moving forward in a really good way, and states along the Atlantic seaboard are also moving forward in a really good way. And that's great. You know, I think that's promising, and I think that's good. And what we really need is for them to put the pedal to the metal and move forward on offshore wind and provide the incentives that will help us build these wind farms more quickly. Right now it's stalled in permitting and bureaucracy. We need to put offshore wind more on par with oil and gas.